You know, the Ontario model has been tremendous.
Yeah! Yeah!
A partnership that employs 60,000 people, either full or part-time.
Yeah!
We know this partnership is supported by the people of Ontario. We understand the challenges that the provinces face, but we want to tell the legislature we are part of the solution,
yeah!
Not part of the problem.
I just wanted to ask you a question.
Not about horse racing. Sorry, Marty.
It's all over?
Yeah.
Have you reassessed that perhaps, you know, we're not just completely finished?
No, the program's done.
Today on Focus Ontario, the fight to save horse racing and the tens of thousands of jobs at stake.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Year-end edition, I'm Norm Borg.
It has turned out to be an annus horribilis.
Perhaps that Latin phrase best sums up the kind of year it was for much of harness racing in Canada, in particular in Ontario, where it was indeed a horrible year. Nowhere was it felt more than in this hub of Canadian harness racing. The story of the year, as far as this territory is concerned, could be boiled down to one phrase. Slots at Racetracks. The Slots at Racetracks program, a model for racing jurisdictions in North America, was a Made in Ontario program that helped support thousands of jobs and put billions into the provincial economy. It became, for better or worse, the lifeblood of the industry. That's why many of us were only niggled by the recommendations of a provincial government study that called for changes or a reassessment of the program. Soon, the study, known as the Drummond Report, would be all too overheard a household word. It was early March. With staggering provincial deficits and debt, a freshly re-elected Premier Dalton McGuinty took the Drummond Report and ran way inside the pylon, some would say, calling it a subsidy to the racing industry. McGuinty, his finance minister Dwight Duncan, and newly appointed OLG chairman Paul Godfrey announced the end of the Slots at Racetracks program effective March of 2013, the same program that generates $1.9 billion in revenue to provincial coffers every year. Instead, they announced the expansion of standalone casinos, all the existing ones that lost money in recent years, and in a strange twist, gave aid to bingo halls, forming a partnership with those organizations in the form of instant bingo machines. Bingo machines which look and act like slot machines, only they certainly were not, said OLG.
Code 64.
Through all this, no one has been able to reach the man who would benefit the most from these bingo machines. A member of the Premier's inner circle, Liberal power broker, and bingo hall investor Larry Tannenbaum. The same top-ranking Larry Tannenbaum of Toronto Maple Leafs fortune is also an owner of a number of bingo halls in the GTA. Coincidence? Your call. With those announcements, the industry was plunged into a state of panic. The job of presenting racing's case to the government fell to Oraya, to Ontario Horse Racing's Industry Association, its president, Sue Leslie, charged with the task of trying to reconquer the hearts and minds of a money-starved government.
When you have your own government portraying it as a subsidy and implying that it is taking tax dollars away from programs such as health care and education and the elderly, we just felt that it was time, you know, we tried to be respectful of the government and the Liberal Party, and we certainly want to work with them going forward. We've made that clear to them. But that having been said, we just felt we could no longer not put out there in precise fashion exactly what this program is and the fact that it's not costing the taxpayers a dime.